Welcome to this demonstration of Time Buzz, which is an app for your Apple Watch to, as the name suggests, buzz the time rather than speaking it out to you. I'm going to go through a number of items in this recording, and the first thing I thought I'd do is actually just show you how to find it on the iTunes App Store, of course using iTunes on my Mac here, and of course you can also find it on the iOS App Store as well. I'm going to run the app on my iPhone first, just to give you a quick intro to it, and then we'll go into more depth during the demo itself. Then I'll go through installing the app on your watch, and I'll just mention two things in there concerning the fact that you can use time bars as a complication on your clock face on the Apple Watch itself. And there's also a preference in there that we'll look at later on about the app alerting you when it first starts. And then without doing any of the helpful tips which the developer recommends, I'm going to run the app on the actual watch first, and we'll go through a number of the actual options on the screens. And then I'll go through a number of suggestions that the developer recommends to maximize the use of Time Buzz itself. Then I'll actually show you how I actually use the Time Buzz app once it's all been configured appropriately. And then finally, I'll give you some contact information for the web developer's website on more tips to do with the app. And also, if you'd like to contact the developer for feedback, comments, questions, suggestions, etc. Okay, so downloading the app. As I said, I'm going to do it on my Mac here just to give you a brief description of the app. Of course, you can also run up the App Store on your iPhone and type in the search I'm going to do on my Mac here in a minute, Time Buzz, two words, TimeBuzz. Then you can read all about the app and purchase it if you so desire. In Australian dollars, it looks like it's about $1.99, which is a pretty good price for such a useful app for the Apple Watch. So I'm just going to go and jump into iTunes on my Mac here.
iTunes window.
And I'm going to go to search. Time Buzz.
Buzz.
And of course, there's some dinging going on with iTunes stroke VoiceOver because I've already downloaded the app already. So I'm going to hit Option and Enter to force it to search content in the iTunes store. And then I'm just going to use the Find command to find Buzz on the screen.
Enter search text.
Type in Buzz.
B-U-Z-Z.
Enter.
Showing results for Time Buzz.
Okay, and I'm going to do a continuing search.
Time Buzz, utilities, link.
And there it is. I'm going to
press
select
link
that with VoiceOver.
Time Buzz, utilities.
Navigate by heading to get down to the description.
Heading level 1, 2 items, visited, link. Time Buzz, link, 4,
okay,
plus.
So that's the app, 4 plus.
Heading level 3, 2 items, link. Marco Miltenberg, sneaker.
That's the developer.
Heading level 3, iPhone screenshots.
iPhone screenshots for the iPhone app.
Heading level 3, Apple Watch.
Apple Watch screenshots.
Heading level 3, description.
And description. So if I just do a continuous read for VoiceOver, we can read the description.
The Time Buzz app makes it possible to feel the current time through vibrations of the taptic engine on the Apple Watch. The app is designed especially for visually impaired people. With this app, you can discreetly get to know the current time without the need for the time to be pronounced. The app translates the time into a pattern of long and short vibrations whereby it will first buzz the hours and then the minutes. In between every sequence of vibrations, there will be a short pause to be able to separate the hours and minutes from each other. Open the accompanying app on the iPhone for more information and an explanation of the buzz patterns, or visit the website www.timebuzz.nl for useful tips to make the app even easier to use. The app is fully VoiceOver accessible and developed in collaboration with the Bartimaeus Sonic Heart Association, Bartimaeus Foundation and Royal Visio in the Netherlands.
So that's basically all that I'm going to use my Mac for at the moment. I've downloaded it on my Mac and now it's currently sitting on my iPhone. So I'm going to grab my iPhone. And of course, as I said previously, you could also download the app if you don't want to download it on your Mac, in my case, for example. Of course, you can download it on the App Store. And of course, when you've downloaded it from the App Store, you can double tap on the open button inside the App Store app. Or if it's on your home screen, you can just flick to it like I'm about to do.
Time Buzz.
Okay, there's Time Buzz. One finger double tap to open.
The Time Buzz app allows you to feel the current time through vibrations of the taptic engine of the Apple Watch. It translates the current time into longer and shorter vibrations of which the pattern is configurable by choosing a buzz pattern. These patterns are named after famous clocks from around the world.
So basically that's saying that the time will vibrate. It's got different buzz patterns and they're classified by different clocks around the world. So if I just flick to the right on the app.
Explanation buzz patterns. Button.
Explanation of the buzz patterns. And I'm going to go through that later when we start playing more with the app on the watch. So I flick to the right. It's going to give us a list of the pattern clock names. So I flick to the right.
Buzz patterns. Heading. Selected.
Big Ben.
Big Ben is currently selected. Flick to the right.
Dom Tower. Double tap to select this ice pattern.
That's Dom Tower, as in D-O-M Tower.
Notre Dame. Double tap to select this ice pattern.
Notre Dame. Flick to the right again.
Times Square. Double tap to select this ice pattern.
And Times Square. And as you can tell, the voiceover hints is saying one finger double tap to activate this pattern. Okay, so that's basically it for the app. So you've got the explanation of the app. Then you've got a button that takes you into an explanation of the different buzz patterns. And then you've got a list of the clock patterns themselves. And of course, if you select one of these on your iPhone, it automatically changes the buzz pattern on your Apple Watch. Of course, once it's installed, you can also change the buzz pattern on the Apple Watch as well when we get there in a minute or two. That's it for the app at the moment. I'm going to come back later and actually go through an explanation of the buzz patterns to make it a little bit more easy to understand. So I'm just going to press the home button to come out of the Time Buzz app. Let's go and install it onto the Apple Watch, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So I'm just going to ask Siri to open up the watch app for me. Hey Siri, open watch. And you may or may not know that when apps are compatible with the watch, they get installed on the watch app screen down towards the bottom. So I'm going to touch the bottom left hand side of my screen.
Selected. My watch. Tab. 1 of 4.
What I'm going to do is just flick backwards, of course, with VoiceOver, because the third party apps are in alphabetical order. So I'm flicking back to the left.
Zombies. Run. Yellow Pages. Weather Pro. Watch Eggs. Units. Twitterific. Twitter. Tweetings. Tune in radio. Trip view. Trash day. Time for zombies. Time buzz. Button.
Okay, there's time buzz. One finger double tap.
Time buzz. My watch. Back button.
And if I flick to the right.
Time buzz. Heading. Show up on Apple Watch. Off.
Show app on Apple Watch. Double tap to toggle setting. Because I don't have my apps installing automatically. So I'm going to one finger double tap to install it on my watch.
Enable buzzard startup. On.
Now, I'm just going to flick back to the left for the moment.
Preferences. Heading. Installing.
Okay, so I get the installing information. And if I flick back to the left again.
Show app on Apple Watch. On.
Show app on Apple Watch is now on. So I flick to the right.
Preferences. Heading.
It's now installed because I don't get the installing progress. And then preferences.
Enable buzzard startup. On.
That's enable buzz on startup. So when the app first runs on your Apple Watch, it'll buzz every time you use it. And that'll become clearer on when we start using it, whether you want that turned on or off. That's now installed on my Apple Watch. I'm going to put my iPhone down for the moment. And I'm going to wake up my watch by tapping the screen.
11:33 a.m.
Okay, so it's currently 11:33 a.m. as I'm doing this recording. So I want to go and access Time Buzz. So I'm going to press the digital crown to go to the home screen. Put home. The clock face.
Clock.
And I'm just going to flick through to the right to get to Time Buzz.
Stopwatch. Timer. Master switch, double pose, workout, activity, messages, remote, simple mix, steps, settings, music, wallet, trash day, time buzz.
Okay, there's time buzz. And one finger double tap to open it.
Time buzz. Tap to buzz time button.
Okay, so you didn't probably hear it on the microphone, but my Apple Watch vibrated, plus giving an audible beep, alert sound, to let me know that the app started. So that's what the buzz on startup is for the app. In this case, currently, it gives both the sound and the vibration. And when we go through developer tips, I'll show you how to actually stop that beep sound from happening. So the app just vibrates rather than giving that tone. But for the moment, I'm going to leave the tone on, because every time the Apple Watch vibrates, it's going to give it a different alert beep to what it's doing. So for the demo, it's probably not a bad idea for the moment. So it said one finger double tap to find out what the time is by buzzing. Remember, at the moment, we're going to get beeps as well. So I'm currently working with the Big Ben buzz pattern. So one finger double tap now.
Tap to buzz time.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Pause. 1, 2, 3. Pause again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, okay. So it's 11:36. The Big Ben pattern gave me three groups of time. It gave me the hour, which is 11. It then gave me three beeps for 3 and six beeps for 6, with a small interval between all three of them. And those different clock patterns, the Dom Tower, Notre Dame, and Time Square, they have different buzz patterns of doing the time. So this is the basic one, to buzz or beep at the moment for the time, but you've got to count the number of buzzes or beeps. The other patterns will actually group them into different sequences, and we'll get onto that in a minute. So the button that you heard when we first went in was
tap to buzz time.
Tap to buzz time, which is the one finger double tap of voiceover. If I flick to the right,
force touch to change buzz pattern.
It says force touch to change buzz patterns. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to do a force touch on my Apple Watch screen by just pushing one finger down on the
choose
screen.
Pattern. Button.
And then we've got a choose pattern button. If I flick to the right,
info button.
And we've got an info button, and that's the only two buttons we've got on the screen. I'm just going to quickly tap on the info button. So one finger double tap. If I touch the screen, top left hand side.
Info. Back button.
Info back button. Flick to the right.
The Time Buzz app makes it possible to feel the current time through vibrations of the Taptic Engine on the Apple Watch. The app is designed especially for visually impaired people. With this app, you can discreetly get to find out the current time without the need for the time to be pronounced. If you open the app on the Apple Watch, you will see a large button with the text tap to buzz the time. When you tap this button, the app will start buzzing the current time. It will translate the time into a pattern of long and short vibrations, whereby it will first buzz the hours and then the minutes. In between every sequence of vibrations, there will be a short pause to be able to separate the hours and minutes from each other. With every buzz, you also hear a short sound. If you want to use the app discreetly, you can mute the sound of your Apple Watch. You will feel a distinctive vibrating buzz when opening the app and when you start the buzzing of the current time, so that you know when you opened the Time Buzz app or tapped the button on the screen. Open the accompanying app on the iPhone for more information and explanation about the buzz patterns. Or visit the website www.timebuzz.nl for useful tips to make the app even easier to use. This app is developed by Marco Miltenberg in collaboration with the Bartimaeus Sonnehead Association and Royal Visio in the Netherlands.
Okay, and
close button.
If I flick to the right, I get a close button.
Version, $@
And if I flick to the right
1.0.
Again, that's the version. Interestingly, if I choose either the close button or the back button, the top left-hand side of the screen, it actually closes the whole window and returns me to the main interface of the app, where you can do a one-finger double tap to buzz the time. I would probably like that back button to go back to the previous screen, where we had the change pattern button and the info button and the close button, to actually take us back to the main app as it currently does. So let me show you. So I'm going to one finger double tap on close.
Tap to buzz time.
Okay, and I'm going to do a force touch again.
Choose pattern.
And flick to the right
info.
For info again.
Button.
Double tap on info. And touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Info. Back button.
One finger double tap on the back button.
Tap to buzz time. Button.
Okay, so we've gone back to the main Time Buzz screen. We haven't gone back to that previous screen where I said we had the change patterns. Let me just go back in and we'll go to change patterns.
Choose pattern. Button.
And there it is. Choose pattern. One finger double tap.
Buzz pattern. Back button.
And that's the choose buzz pattern back button. So if I flick to the right.
Selected Big Ben.
That's currently selected Big Ben. And of course, I can also select these patterns from the iPhone app as well. So I flick to the right.
Dom Tower.
There's Dom Tower.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Times Square.
And Times Square. So let me touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Buzz pattern.
And
back button.
Your double tap, and we'll go back to the main screen.
Tap to buzz time. Button.
That info button mentioned a couple of items. And the main one was that if you don't want the sounds of the time buzz with the buzz, you just mute the sound on your Apple Watch, and then you'll only get the buzzes. And I'll show you that later on when we go through the developer tips for more discreetly using the Time Buzz app. Okay, now before we go in and play with some of those patterns, I'm just going to go back to my iPhone, and we'll get an explanation from the iPhone Time Buzz app of the different patterns, and then we'll play with them on the watch itself. So I'm just going to grab my iPhone here again. So we left my iPhone with the watch app running. So I'm just going to press my home button twice to bring up the app switcher.
App switcher. Time buzz. Time buzz. Active.
And there it is, because that's the previous app I used. One finger double tap on that.
Time buzz. The Time Buzz app allows you to feel the current time.
And two finger touch just to shush up voiceover. Flick to the right.
Explanation buzz patterns. Button.
One finger double tap.
Explanation. Back button.
I'm not going to do a continuous read. I'm just going to flick through the screen to the right, of course, using one of the voiceover gestures.
Explanation. Heading. How the hours and minutes are translated into vibrations is decided by the chosen buzz pattern. All buzz patterns use the same type of vibrations, only the pattern of vibrations is different.
Okay, so only the vibrations is different, and they use different combinations of buzz patterns. So flick to the right.
Big Ben.
Okay, so here's Big Ben. This is the simple one.
With this pattern, a short vibration that feels like a short dick indicates a 1 and a double vibration indicates a 0. The hours are always in the range from 0 to 12, even in the morning or afternoon slash evening. So 3 o'clock in the afternoon is indicated by 3 short vibrations and not 15. The minutes are separated into tens and single digits. 24 minutes is indicated by 2 short vibrations, a short pause, and then followed by 4 short vibrations.
I won't try and summarize that. I'll just say that this is the simple one to start off with. And I'll let you re-listen to the actual explanation on the demo itself. So flick to the right.
Examples.
So here's examples of the actual Big Ben pattern.
9 hours, 14 minutes.
So 9 hours, 14 minutes.
Equals.
Equals.
Short, 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 pause, short, pause, short, 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 short.
Okay, and honestly, that makes more sense when you actually start playing with the app on the Apple Watch itself. Okay, so here's 16 hours, 6 minutes.
Equals.
Equals.
Short, 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 pause, 0, pause, short, 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 short.
Okay, click to the right again.
Dom Tower.
Okay, this is Dom Tower.
This pattern is similar to the Big Ben pattern, but it shortens 5 single vibration into 1 longer vibration. This allows for the hours and minutes to be buzzed quicker. For example, an 8 is shorted to 1 longer vibration and 3 shorter vibrations.
This is now talking, rather than doing short vibrations that the Big Ben pattern used, this has now got long and short vibrations. So flick to the right again.
Examples.
Examples.
12 hours, 36 minutes.
So 12 hours, 36 minutes.
Equals.
Equals.
Long, long, short, short, pause, short, 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 pause, long, short.
And again, that makes absolutely more sense when you're actually using the Apple Watch itself again. So flick to the right.
20 hours, 6 minutes.
Okay, this is 20 hours, 6 minutes, i.e. 8, 6 p.m. in the evening.
Equals.
Equals.
Long, short, 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 pause, 0, pause, long, short.
Okay, flick to the right again.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
With this pattern, the tens and single digits of the minutes are not buzzed separately but as one number. As with the Dom Tower pattern, a value of 5 is shortened to a longer vibration.
So flick to the right again.
Examples.
Okay, examples.
25 minutes.
25 minutes. So flick to the right.
Equals. 0, pause, long, 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 long.
Okay, so I'll let you figure that one out. But again, honestly, again, it makes more sense when you're using the app.
11 hours, 47 minutes.
Okay, 11 hours, 47 minutes.
Equals.
Equals.
Long, long, short, pause, long. Long, 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 short, short.
Didn't think it was going to stop then. Okay, flick to the right again.
Times Square.
And the final one is Times Square.
With this pattern, both the hours and minutes are separated in tens and the remainder are buzzed separately. A value of 5 or a multiple of that is shortened to 1 longer buzz. For example, 16 is buzzed as 1 short vibration, a pause, followed by 1 longer vibration and 1 short vibration.
And flick to the right again.
Examples.
Okay, examples.
18 hours, 3 minutes.
Okay, 18 hours, 3 minutes.
Equals.
I.e. 6, 3 p.m. at night time.
Equals.
Equals.
Short, pause, long, short, 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 pause, 0, pause, short, short, short.
And remember, 0 is always heard as a quick double vibration or a double beep if you haven't got the sounds muted on the Apple Watch. So flick to the right again.
21 hours. 27 minutes.
21 hours, 27 minutes, i.e. 9:27 p.m. at night time.
Equals.
Equals.
Short, short, pause, short, pause, short, short, pause, long, short, short.
And flip to the right again.
Visit the TimeBuzz website for more information about the buzz patterns and useful tips to make the app even easier to use.
Okay, so visit the website to make the app even easier to use.
Go to the TimeBuzz website.
Go to the Time website button, and then of course it'll bring up Safari on the iPhone with www.timebuzz.nl.
Version $@1.0.
It's version 1.0, and that's the end of that particular screen. Let's go to two-finger scrub to come back out.
The TimeBuzz app allows you to feel the current time.
And of course, I could have touched the back button at the top left-hand side of the screen to go back to the previous screen as well. And just remember, the main screen of the Time Buzz app, we've got the explanation of the app, and then if I flick to the right,
explanation buzz patterns,
explanation buzz patterns,
buzz patterns, heading,
buzz patterns,
selected,
and then you can choose the patterns from the app itself. So Big Ben,
Dom Tower,
etc. Okay, but we're going to go back and do it on the Apple Watch. Okay, so I'm going to pop my iPhone down again. And as I kept saying during that explanation from the app about the different patterns, it does make more sense when you feel it and listen to it on the Apple Watch itself. So that's exactly what we're going to do now. So I'm going to wake up my watch again. And I should be still running the app because I've got the last activity to come up on my Apple Watch. So if I touch the screen.
Tap to buzz time button.
Okay, that's the tap to buzz time. So let's just do it again to remind ourselves what the Big Ben sounded like.
Tap to buzz time.
Six. So that's 11:56. Now, I'll just show you a trick with the app. If I touch the top right-hand side of my screen,
11:56 a.m.
There's the time as well. Okay, so just in case you wanted to use it, if you're still running VoiceOver, then that's where you can actually check the time as well. All right, so let's do a force touch and let's change the patterns. So force touch, wait for the vibration, take my finger off.
Choose pattern.
And one finger double tap on choose pattern.
Buzz pattern. Back
Let
button.
Let me flick to the right.
Selected. Big Ben.
So Big Ben.
Dom Tower.
And here's Dom Tower. So one finger double tap.
Dom New buzz pattern. Dom Tower.
The new pattern was the Dom Tower one. So if I touch the right top right hand side of the screen again if I want to.
11:57 a.m.
Okay, there's the actual time again. If I touch the middle of the screen, one finger double tap and have a listen.
Tap to buzz time.
Okay, I'll just do that again. One finger double tap.
Tap to buzz time.
Okay, long, that's 10, 11, long, 5, long, and 2. Okay, so basically it's 11:55:2, so 11:57. So again, let me just check the time in case it's switched over.
11:58 a.m.
Yep, 11:58, that was the top right-hand side of the screen. Touch the middle of the screen.
Tap to buzz time.
And let's do it again.
Button.
One finger double tap.
Tap to buzz time.
So long, 5, 5 is 10, 1 is 11. 5, 5, 1, 2, 3. So 5, 5, and then 3, of course, is 8. So it's 11:58. What it was doing, it was using a long buzz, and you heard, and that's why I kept the sound on, because you, rather than doing a single beep, it was doing a repeated beep. So that was for the grips of 5. So 2 5s are 10, 1 beep is 11, and then 1 lot of 5 for 5, another lot of 5 for 5, and then 3 single beeps for 8. So 11:58. Okay, so let us do a force touch again and change to a different pattern. So wait for the vibrate, take my finger off. One finger double tap.
Buzz pattern.
And I'm going to flip
button.
To the right.
Big Ben. Selected. Dom Tower.
It's Dom Tower.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. One finger double tap on Notre Dame.
New buzz pattern, Notre Dame.
Okay, now let's cheat. Well, not really cheating,
tap
but let's
to
just
time.
Touch the top right-hand side of the screen.
11:59 a.m.
So it's 11:59, so let's touch the middle of the screen.
Tap to buzz time.
One finger double tap.
Tap to buzz time.
It's 12 o'clock.
You heard my Mac say 12 o'clock, so I just checked the time as it just switched just over to 12, but it still was on 11:59. So what it's done in this case, it's done groups of 5, but it's counted up. So that's why it was going that repeated beep, because it was going 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, etc. And then it just used the single beeps to make up the extra time for the items that the groups of 5 couldn't count. So let me just do it again, but remember now it's 12, so really it now should just do 2 long beeps, so 5, 10, and 2 short beeps for 12. Let's try it.
Tap to buzz
Tap to buzz time.
So it just switched over to 12:01. I love doing these time demos. So that's why it did a single beep. So it was two lots of five, and then 1-2 for 12, and then 1 for 12:01. So let me just do it again. One finger double tap. I'll just do
tap to buzz time.
Okay, so two lots of five is 10, two is 12, and then a single one is one. All right, so that's the Notre Dame one. Let me do a force touch again.
Choose pattern.
And button. Finger double tap on choose pattern.
Choose. Bus pattern. Back button.
And flick to the right to Times Square.
Dom Tower. Selected. Notre Dame. Times Square.
And there's Times Square. One finger double tap on Times Square.
Times Square. New bus pattern. Times Square.
Okay, new bus pattern is Times Square.
Button.
Tap to buzz time. It's in focus. And I'm going to touch the top right side of the screen to see what the time is.
12:02 p.m.
12:02, and I'm more likely to switch over to 12:03 when we're doing the actual time itself now on the buzz. Okay, so let me do touch the middle of the screen.
Tap to buzz time button.
Now the reason why I'm touching it first is because I've actually moved the focus, remember, to the time when I was checking it. But by default, when you change your buzz pattern, the double tap to check time is in focus, so you just need to do one finger double tap on the screen. So I'm going to do one finger double tap now.
Tap to buzz time.
Okay, so it did switch over to 12:03. Basically what it did this time, it did it in tens. So the first single beep you heard was a 10, and then it did two beeps, 1-2 for 12. The two quick beeps or pulses as well, because you can't quite hear it on the top of the recording, for 0, and then three separate single beeps for 3. So if I do it again, if I can double tap,
that's 10, 12,
0, and 3 still. Okay, so really the first bend pattern is using single beeps. The second and third patterns, so the Dom Tower and the Notre Dame, are using different combinations of long stroke 5 and single beeps. And then the Time Square pattern is using groups of 10. And I'm just going to wait and pause the recording here. I'm just going to see what it does when we hit 5. Okay, let me check the time again.
12:05 p.m.
12:05, touch the middle of the screen.
Tap to buzz time.
And let's see what it does for that 5. One finger double tap.
Tap to buzz time.
10, 12, 0, there we go. So that's a long one for 5. So for the Times Square pattern vibration, it uses a group of 10, a group of 5, and then your single beeps. For the moment, I'm going to put it back to the simple one, Big Ben. So force touch on the screen.
Choose pattern.
One finger button. Double tap on choose pattern.
Bus pattern.
And back flip button. To the right.
Big Ben.
And one finger double tap on Big Ben.
New buzz pattern, Big Ben.
So new buzz pattern, Big Ben.
Tap to buzz time button.
I'm not going to check the time this time. Remember I said before I had to touch the middle of the screen to put the focus back there. So if I just do one finger double tap anywhere on the screen now.
Tap to buzz time.
It'll do the time. That was 12. Okay, so as you can tell, the simple method takes quite a while to actually give you the time. So I'll probably end up maybe using the Time Square one because it's a bit more efficient. Okay, so that's enough with the patterns. Let's go through the developer tips on how to actually make using the app a little bit more discreet, including muting those sounds. And then I'll show you what it's like to use the app in discrete mode, if you like. So let me grab my iPhone again. Let's have a look where we are.
The Time Buzz app allows you to feel the current time through...
Okay, so I'm in the Time Buzz app. I need to go now back and switch over to the Watch app. So, of course, again, I'm going to press my home button on my iPhone twice. 1, 2.
App switcher. Watch. Active.
I love the fact that it's the last app that I can just double tap to go back into it.
Watch. My watch. Heading.
Okay, now you did hear this before when I was going through and just showed you where to turn the app on, but we'll do it again. So touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Selected. My watch. Tab. 1 of 4.
And flick back to the left.
Zombie. Yellow. Weather. Watch app. Unit. Twitter. Twitter. Tweeting. Tune in. View. Trash deck. Time for zombies. Time buzz. Button.
Okay, time buzz. One finger double tap. Okay, so if I flick to the right.
Time buzz. Heading. Show app on Apple Watch. On.
Okay, show app on Apple Watch is currently on, as I did when I first installed it onto my watch. Flick to the
preferences.
Right.
Heading.
Preferences.
Enable buzz at startup. On.
Okay, so that currently says double enable buzz on startup. That's the vibration, which you probably can't quite hear when they're recording, plus the little blip sound when the app first starts up. So if you don't want that sound, you just want the pure one finger double tap to hear the buzz, straight the beep at the moment for the time, then you can turn that initial launch alert vibrate off. So let me do a two-finger scrub to come back to the previous screen.
General button.
And it actually landed on exactly where I wanted to go, which is general. I'm going to do a one-finger double tap on general.
My what?
And of course, I could have quite easily flicked left and right to find general anyway. So if I flick to the right.
General heading about. Software up, app install, airplane, do not disturb, watch orientate, accessibility, language and Apple ID, enable handoff, on, when this is on, risk detection, on.
Okay, so I've currently got risk detection turned on.
When this is on, Apple Watch will automatically show you the time and the latest alerts when you raise your wrist. If you're using a passcode, risk detection locks your wake screen button.
Okay, now this is one of the suggestions by the developer. So wake screen, so one finger double tap on that.
General. Back button.
If I flick through to the right.
Wake screen. Heading. Wake screen on wrist raise. Off.
Now, wake screen on wrist raise. I've currently got this turned off just to show you. This is the option that you need to have turned on if when you activate your Apple Watch by touching it or raising your wrist, and I've got mine set to touching, for the last app to come up. Otherwise, by default, it'll come up with the clock face screen. So I'm going to turn this back on again, one finger double tap. Then if I flick to the right, have a listen.
On wrist raise, heading.
On wrist raise, heading.
Selected. Resume last activity.
Resume last activity, and that's the important one that I've already selected, because the last activity would be the last app you've run on the Apple Watch. In this case, it's going to be Time Buzz. Or the default one, flick to the right.
Show watch face.
Is just show the watch face. So if I double tap on that.
Selected. Show watch face.
That's the watch face selected. If I flick back to the left.
Resume last activity.
One finger double tap.
Selected. Resume last activity.
We're back to resume last activity. And that's the one that we want. Because remembering when I eventually get to show you on how I discreetly use the Time Buzz app, we're going to have no speech running on the watch. So we want the Time Buzz app to be the one that's activated when we wake up the watch to use it.
On tap. Heading.
Okay, this is on tap.
Wake for 15 seconds.
Wait for 15 seconds or...
Selected. Wake for 70 seconds.
Wait for 70 seconds, which again is what the developer recommends so that the Time Buzz app gets a chance to actually tell you the time. And of course, to activate 15 or 70 seconds, you one finger double tap on it. I flick to the right, we get an explanation.
Choose how long the Apple Watch display stays on when you tap to wake it.
Okay, so that's it for that screen. So two finger scrub to go back. Now the only thing we have to do is actually mute the sound, and I'll quickly show you how to do this on the iPhone Watch app and also on the watch itself. So two finger scrub to go back. I'm going to go back to the main screen.
Heading.
And flick to the right.
Apple Watch. Button. App layout. Notification. Glances. Complication. General. Brightness and sounds and haptics.
That's the button. One we want, sound and haptics.
My what?
And flick to the right.
Sounds and haptics. Heading. Alert volume. Heading. 100%. Silent mode. Off.
And that's the one we want, silent mode.
To toggle setting.
I'll turn it on now.
On.
And flick to the right.
Silent mode will not mute alarms and timers while Apple Watch is charging.
Okay, so I've muted basically sounds at the moment.
Haptic strength. Heading.
And I've currently got my haptic strength
100%
at 100%.
Prominent haptic.
And I've got
on.
Prominent haptic currently
double
turned
tap to
on.
Toggle setting.
But the main one here that developer recommends for discrete use of the app, of course, is to mute the sound on the Apple Watch. Okay, so if I pop my iPhone down and I tap my screen to wake it up, and I'm using VoiceOver, so let me just one finger double tap now.
Tap to buzz time.
Twelve. One. Okay, so that's the current time. Remember, this is single vibrations down because I've got sound turned off. And that's why in this big B one, you've got to count the single, in this case, vibrations, because I've got the sounds now turned off. The other tip that the developer recommends, of course, is to turn VoiceOver off. So I've got VoiceOver set up so that I can press my digital crown 3 times and turn VoiceOver off. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
And I'm going to tap it. So that's why I mentioned the fact that decide whether you'd like the vibrations for the Time Buzz app running up to vibrate because mute's turned on, or to have it silent. I prefer to have it vibrate so I know that it's actually become active. All right, so if I tap the screen. Okay, so nice and discreet. That's currently the time going now. Okay, so you can really use the Time Buzz app discreetly. So if I was in a meeting and I wanted to discreetly find out the time was, I'm actually just going to tap my screen and there, felt the vibration, and tap again and there goes the time. And of course I could do that with my hands under the table so nobody sees me touching my watch face. I can just feel the vibrations on my wrist. Now let me just turn VoiceOver back on again. So I'm going to use my digital crown. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on. Tap to buzz time.
Okay, button. So I'm still in the app.
Screen curtain on.
Thank you. So I want to go back to my clock face. So I'm just going to press my digital crown twice.
Clock face. 12:21 p.m.
Now I've already got my Time Buzz application set up as a complication. So on my time module clock face, if I touch the bottom right hand side of my clock face screen.
Time Buzz.
There's Time Buzz. And let me just show you how I got it there. So if I do a force touch on the screen, on the modular, clock face.
A digital face featuring a flexible grid of 5 complications.
So the modular clock face allows you to have complications or options on your clock face. So if I flick to the right.
Simple and elegant, minimalist, analog face with customizable detail.
Also keep flicking to the left as well as to the right. So flick back to the left.
Modular. A digital face featuring a flexible grid of 5 complications.
And if I flick up with one finger.
Delete.
Customize. One finger double tap.
White selected. Option 2 of 18.
So these are the positions of the complications or options on the screen. So if I flick to the right.
Editing top left complication. Date selected.
So my top left complication is date.
Editing large complication.
Large complication.
Calendar selected.
Is calendar.
Adjustable. Editing bottom left complication.
Bottom left.
Weather selected.
Is weather.
Editing bottom middle complication. Bottom middle. Activity selected.
Is activities.
Editing bottom right complication.
Bottom right.
Time buzz selected.
Is time buzz. And of course, the way I got there was to use my digital crown. So if I scroll back towards me on the digital crown.
Time buzz. Sunrise and stopwatch selected. Stocks selected.
Okay,
option
so
9 of 18.
This is in alphabetical order, so I'm going down the alphabet back down towards A. If I scroll away from me.
Stopwatch selected, option 10 of 18. Sunrise and sunset selected, option 11 of 18. Time buzz selected, option 12 of 18.
Okay, and once I've selected time buzz or any other option, I can just press the digital crown once.
Modular, a digital face
and
featuring
back to
a
there,
flexible
press
grid
digital
of
crown again.
12:23 p.m.
Okay, so for example, if I was using messages, so let me just open up messages, digital crown pressed in. Open messages, just using Siri.
Messages.
Okay, because if I close my screen and I wake it up with a tap.
Messages.
Okay, I'm still in messages. So if I know I'm going to go into a meeting, if I go back to my digital crown, if I go back to my clock face, digital crown twice.
Clock face,
and
12:24 p.m.
Touch the bottom right hand side of the screen.
Time buzz.
Run time buzz.
Time buzz. Tap to buzz time button.
Okay, turn VoiceOver off. 1, 2, 3 on the digital crown.
VoiceOver off.
Put my hand over my screen. Shut it up. I'll put it to sleep. And then go into the meeting. And then tap on my screen discreetly. You probably heard and I felt the vibration. And now I can just check the time because I've got sound still muted and I've got VoiceOver turned off. So here we go. Let's find out what the time is. 12, 2, 1226. There we go. So just in finishing, let me just find out what the other patterns sound like without the actual alert beeps running, because I've actually muted my Apple Watch. So I'm going to turn VoiceOver back on again. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on. Screen curtain on. Tap to buzz time.
Okay, remember force touch on the Time Buzz app screen to bring choose up the pattern.
Button.
Change pattern button. One finger double tap.
Buzz pattern.
Thank you, dog next back door. Button. Okay, flick to the right.
Selected.
That's Big Ben. Ben.
Dom Tower.
Here's Dom Tower.
Dom tap to buzz time.
Button. Okay, and let's turn voiceover off. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
And one finger double tap. Okay, so remember groups of 5 for a long buzz and a single buzz for the actual minutes, if you like. All right, so let's do it again. Double tap. 5, 10, 11, 12. Pause. 2, that's 2. 1, 1, 2, 12, 27. Just remember those groups, the groups of 5 buzzes to make up the numbers. So that was Dom Tower. It's going to turn voiceover back on again.
Voiceover on. Screen curtain on. Tap to buzz time. Button.
Okay, so I'm going to do a force touch on the screen again.
Choose pattern.
And double tap on choose pattern.
Buzz pattern. Back button. Big Ben.
Okay, Big Ben. I'm flicking to the right.
Selected. Dom Tower.
That's Dom Tower.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. One finger double tap on Notre Dame.
Tap to buzz time.
Okay, button. And voiceover off. 1, 2, 3 on digital voiceover crown.
Voiceover off.
Tap on the screen. Okay, so remember this time with the groups of 5, the long buzz, so to make up 20, it had to do 4 pulses. So let me just do that again. One finger double tap to start again. That's 1, 2. That's 12. Now 20. 1, 2, 3, 4 long pulses. Okay, last pulses was for the 8 in this case, because it's now turned over to 12:28. All right, so last one. Let's do the Times Square one. Voiceover back on again with 3 finger presses of my digital crown.
Voiceover on. Tap to buzz time.
And button. Force touch on the screen.
Screen curtain on. Choose pattern.
One finger double button. Tap.
Buzz pattern.
And flick back to the button. Right to get to Times
Big
Square.
Ben. Dom Tower. Selected. Notre Dame. Times Square.
Times Square.
Times. Tap to buzz time.
Now remember button. Times Square was 10 and then the groups of 5 long buzzes. All right. So one pulse can mean 10. All right, so I'm going to turn voiceover off. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
And tap on the screen. 1, that's 10. 2 is 12. 2 is 20. Long is 5. Then 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's 12:29. All right, let me just do it one more time because it's now turned over to 12:30. So I'm going to tap on the screen. 1. It's 10, 12, 1, 2, 3. And then 2 poles at the end, which is now 0. So that was 12, 3, 0, so 12:30. So I'm going to turn voiceover back on again. 1, 2, 3 on the digital crown.
Voiceover on. Screen curtain on.
And
tap to buzz time.
I just want to show button. You where you can turn that mute back on again if you want to just use your watch normally without mute on. I'm going to do digital crown twice. Go back to my clock face.
Clock face, 12:30 p.m.
And I'm going to do a 2-finger flick up.
Settings, connected over iPhone.
Okay, and I brought up my settings glance. And of course, you can do a 2-finger flick left and right to move between glances on your Apple Watch using VoiceOver. So if I flick to the right now, though.
Aeroplane mode, switch button, off.
Flick to the right again.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
Switch button, off. Mute, switch button. On.
Okay, and turn off mute.
Off.
One finger double tap on that. And then close the glance by just pressing my digital crown once.
12:31 p.m.
Okay, and let's go back into Time Buzz. Digital crown twice because it was the last app I
time
used.
Time Buzz. Tap to buzz time.
Button. And double tap because it's in focus.
Tap to buzz time.
That's 1, 12, 3, and then 1, because it's now 12:31. So I think I'm going to leave mine on the time buzz pattern. It's a little bit more efficient to get the time quickly. Just remember to use it discreetly. You've got to have mute turned on and, of course, voiceover turned off if you really want to be discreet in a meeting. So that completes this demonstration of the absolutely fantastic Time Buzz app. Remember, the website to get more information is www.timebuzz.nl. And I really do hope, if you have an Apple Watch, that you really do purchase and use this app. I know I will. But as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.